prepare for Christmas, which is what Advent means. We remember that we celebrate on three levels. We've been talking about these three levels this whole month. The outer, of course, all the trappings, all of the shopping and the buying and the cooking, all of that. We celebrate that. We celebrate the story. We celebrate the biblical account, what happened and what we, the reason for Christmas. And we celebrate on the inner. The final piece of the story is in Luke. We've covered the other pieces. This is in Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, goodwill among people." So let us now follow Vernetta as in our responsive reading, knowing that our responses are the deep inner responses of our souls to these statements within the scripture, this magnificent event, the birth of the Christ.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night together. "I am a joyous shepherd. I keep careful watch over my every thought. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid together. I am aware of the law of my being. I stand in awe of its far-reaching magnitude in my life. And the angel said unto them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people together. I am fearless and free, for my faith in God brings good tidings of great joy to me. I share my joy with all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in a swaddling clothes, lying in the manger together. I am aware that a Savior, the Christ, is born in me this day. I welcome this babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger of my heart." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men together." I feel the peace of my indwelling Christ child. Multitude of joy wells up within me. Glory to God in the highest. Amen.
each year we do this, well, each year since I've been here, my second now, we've done this candlelighting service. Charles Fillmore identified 12 powers or characteristics, features, aspects of ourselves, I guess, that when we can raise those in ourselves, we will be more and more Christ-like. Jesus the Christ was able to fully express these powers. So when we do this candlelighting service, it is to recognize that we each have these. We have these powers, these faculties within us. And we honor that in this Christmas candlelighting ceremony and respect it. The process now is going to be that we'll do just a little bit of a meditative kind of preparation for the candlelighting service. Bernetta and Sarah have agreed to come up and be the lighters. Each of you should have a candle. Does everyone have a candle? Anybody not have a candle? We'll get you a candle. So what's going to happen is after they get through lighting these, then they will go down the center aisle. They will hold the candle. This part is really important, so we don't. They'll hold their candle up, and you will hold your candle sideways to light yours. And then you hold your candle straight up. So it's all about the wax dripping. So then you turn to your neighbor, and holding your candle that is lit upright, your neighbor sideways lights theirs, and then theirs goes up. Okay. Once we get all the way to the back and all of our candles are lit, we are going to then together sing Silent Night. Okay, all right. So if you're ready to come on up. And to get ourselves ready, if you will just sort of relax for a moment, you might want to gently close your outer eyes. And I know it's a really busy time of the year. A lot of preparations for today, this service, preparations for Christmas. But here and now, we just slow down and become still. If you will, allow your breathing to slow and to deepen. We become aware once again of the truth of our beings, that we are spiritual beings, that we have that divinity within us. We have a Christ. We have an higher self. And it is when we become still that we can connect with that, that we can realize our connection with the Creator. And so on this morning, as we hear these words about the powers, the faculties that each of us has, we allow the words to infuse us, to become our words as we embody these faculties and their expression. And we are grateful. And so Sarah and Bernetta, if you would go ahead and light your candles. And we start with the first candle, which represents Peter. This candle represents Peter. We light this candle to awaken the power of faith in us. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we know that no greater faith has man, woman, or child than to act according to the realization that the perfection of the Christ Spirit is alive within them. We answer the call of faith within by knowing, the affirmations are on the back of your bulletin. So together, my faith in the Christ presence and power within me sustains me in all that I do. The next candle represents Andrew. We light this candle to awaken the power of strength in us. One of the two, this is from John 1, one of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah." So we know that strength is the power to endure. It sees us victoriously through every challenge and transforms each experience into an expression of the glory of God. We answer the call of strength by knowing, my strength together is in my awareness of the Christ light within me. I have the fortitude to overcome all things. The third candle represents James, the son of Zebedee. We light this candle to awaken the power of judgment within us. And from Matthew 4, as he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called to them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. So it is through the power of judgment that we are able to make decisions. Let us decide to seek the good in all things and in all people. We answer the call of judgment by knowing together, my judgment is keen, my choices are sound, for the Christ within me is my guide. And the fourth candle represents John. We light this candle to awaken the power of love in us. From Matthew 17, 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Love is the power that unifies us with the creative forces of the universe. It heals all discord in mind, body, and affairs. Through love, we discover our unity with God and with each other. We answer the call of love by knowing together, through the Christ love within me, I am now filled with peace and harmony. I attract good into my life, and I radiate that good to others. This fifth candle represents Philip. We light this candle to awaken the power of power in us. And from John 14, Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" God is the only presence and power in the universe and in our lives. Through the power given us by our Father, we can accomplish anything in the knowledge that with God all things are possible. We answer the call of power by knowing together, through the Christ power within me, I go forth to accomplish God's purposes in my life. The sixth candle represents Bartholomew, also known as Nathaniel. We light this candle to awaken the power of imagination in us. From John 1, when Jesus saw Nathaniel coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathaniel asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Jesus called you." Our imagination makes real for us what is not yet seen in our world, thereby empowering us with the creative ability to bring it into expression. Let us imagine a peaceful, loving, God-centered world. We answer the call of imagination by knowing together, I imagine only the Christ in my mind's eye. The Christ within manifests in all its glory in mind, body, and affairs. The seventh candle represents Thomas. We light this candle to awaken the power of understanding in us. from John 20. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have come to believe." God is supreme knowing. The power of understanding enables us to take hold of this knowing and use it wisely in our world. We answer the call of understanding by knowing together. Through the light of the indwelling Christ, I understand the truth about myself. I am a child of God, loved and worthy. This eighth candle represents Matthew. We light this candle to awaken the power of will in us. And from Matthew 9, as Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. Through the power of will, we have the freedom to choose how we are going to live. When we consciously align our will with God's will, we bring goodwill into our lives. We answer the call of will by knowing together. The indwelling Christ guides my will. I let God's perfect will be done in all that I think, say, and do. The ninth candle represents James, son of Alphaeus. We light this candle to awaken the power of order in us. And from Luke 6, "And when day came, he called his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he also named apostles." So we know order is the first law of the universe. Under its guidance, the stars and planets interact in perfect creative harmony. By affirming divine order, we call forth the harmonious activity of our spiritual powers, our inner disciples. We answer the call of order by knowing together. The indwelling Christ establishes order in my life now. All things are working together for good. The tenth candle represents Simon, the Canaanite. We light this candle to awaken the power of zeal in us. And from Mark 3, "And he appointed 12, whom he also called apostles, to be with him, and he sent out to proclaim the message and to have authority to cast out demons." The power of zeal motivates us into action. Through it, we are able to accomplish all that needs to be done by us. We answer the call of zeal by knowing together. Through the Christ within, my enthusiasm for life and living is boundless. I am now filled with divine zeal, and I move toward my highest good. The 11th candle represents Thaddeus. We light this candle to awaken the power of elimination in us. And from Matthew 10, "Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness." Elimination is our ability to let go of the elements in mind, body, and affairs which hinder us in our experience of God's wholeness. So we answer the call of elimination by knowing together. Through the power of the indwelling Christ, I am cleansed and forgiven. I now let go of all unchristlike thoughts, feelings, and conditions. I make room for God's good to fill my life. The last 12th candle represents Judas. We light this candle to awaken the power of life in us. From Matthew 27, "When Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he repented and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. Throwing down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself." Life is the power which is the custodian of all of our spiritual forces. It animates our being and brings our ideas into expression. When the source of life's fulfillment is seen as someone or something in the world of form and appearance, life seems to lose its power. Yet when we acknowledge God as our source of all things, vitality is restored and all that God is brought to life. We answer the call of life by knowing together, the life of God is my life. I live it fully, freely, and joyfully in the Christ Spirit. I am energized, renewed, and restored.